Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Pella Christian High School students recently finished a series of classes over winter break that took them outside of the school for a different type of learning. The program is called WinterIM, and it's new this year at Pella Christian High School. Different classes, service trips, and projects were undertaken by these students in a variety of areas. High school guidance counselor Dan Van Coten headed up the WinterIM project, and he explains what it is and how it got its start.
All right, well, Dan, tell me what WinterIM is in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, it's 7 days of a different curriculum, much different than the normal school schedule. Our students took either one class all day, two classes, went on a trip, or did an internship. So that's what WinterIM was.
So how did this come about?
We had talked for a long time about what can we do here to make Pella Christian even more unique than what we already are. What can we do that will help kids maybe learn in a little different way than they normally would in the classroom? We also wanted to provide some kind of class in agriculture because we don't have an FFA program, even though we would love to have one. This was our way to offer ag, at least during WinterIM. So those are really the things that got the idea started.
So were the kids pretty well behind it?
The kids were very much behind it, and I would say now that it's finished, they're even more behind it.
So is this the first time this happened, or how long has this been going on?
This was the inaugural year, 2013. It's the first one we ever did.
So after doing it, have you guys learned from it? Is it going to be adapted next time?
Yeah, we have learned from it, but, you know, it was very interesting. We gave surveys to all of our students, parents, internship mentors, everybody involved, and the feedback we got was just overwhelmingly positive. But there were a number of really good suggestions for things that we could adjust and make better for next year. So, yeah, our staff has already met. We've talked about some things we want to change up for next year. So we're going to start planning 2014.
So what are some of the most interesting projects that you saw this year?
Oh, wow, it's really hard to know where to start on that. You know, we had a natural resources class that got out on the prairie. They got to go out to the Mammoth Dig site in Mahaska County. They got to handle snakes over at the Mahaska County Conservation Center. So that was very unique. We had kids that composed music, created their own unique creations musically. That was pretty cool. So many things. We had kids that got to experience engineering in conjunction with some of our local corporations. And, you know, our local corporations really got behind us with internships and with the Peers program with our engineering class. So we're very thankful for local businesses and corporations that helped us out.
And do you think they'll continue to help out next year? Was it a good experience for them as well?
Well, I think their initial reaction, if I'm hearing them correctly, is that they're all pretty enthused about it. So, yeah, I think they're on board for year number two.
Well, thanks for talking with me, Dan.
No problem. Thank you for coming.
The students who took part in WinterIM put their projects and classes on display at last night's games against Newton. Many of them had streaming presentations on their iPads and computers. Some had poster boards with pictures from the activities, as well as information about what they did during the classes. One group even had a stereo set up to show what they learned in the field of music. Dylan Nichols is a Pella Christian High student who is standing next to his poster board explaining to people what he did over WinterIM. He was part of a group that traveled around the state and sampled food from different parts of the world.
All right, and tell me what you did for your WinterIM project.
I took a Foods Around the World class, and we went to Kelowna and we went to Des Moines, and we also stayed here a little bit and cooked, and we just explored what kind of foods they have in different countries.
So what was your favorite country for food?
My favorite country was probably the Netherlands.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from some of the people involved with Pella Christian High School's recently concluded WinterIM program. We've also heard a sampling from some of their projects. Just a reminder, you can always find today's Let's Talk and in-depth programs online at kniakrls.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.